Not a sausage. Not a single blinding little swishy, squishy, swooshy star thingy, meteor thingy in the sky. Not one. I suspect that's because there's this whopping great big tree in what I've now worked out to be more or less the right direction I'm supposed to be looking. And, you know, it kind of helps to be able to see the stars. I have seen a little bit of where I'm supposed to be looking. And now I realise that there's sort of this hazy cloud coming over London. So not only do we have the light pollution, but there is a sort of you know, an extra layer to actually see anything that's slightly bright. The only good thing is that actually it has been a pretty nice evening in terms of the temperature's lovely, and we can actually see stars, which actually I'd virtually forgotten that one could see stars in London. A, I never look up, and B, it's always cloudy, and C, we just don't do that. But what has been amusing while I've been sitting out here staring blankly into space, literally, and getting very sore neck, I've been listening to everyone else's audio boos about stars and their recollections of strange happenings in Thailand and whatnot, people seeing satellites and getting them confused for meteors and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, funny. It's a sort of strange sitting here doing it on our own, yet actually collectively doing the same things at the same time and sharing it via the audio boo and Twitter community. Is that good? Is that bad? Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, if only I'd seen just one flashy, swooshy star meteor thingy, that would have at least justified coming out. And to add insult to injury, I forgot to bring any wine out with me, and so can't be bothered to go back in. So if I go back in, I'll just stay in. Oh well. Someone takes nice pictures for me. I'll look it up in the TwitPics tomorrow. You've all got cameras for this, right?